ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a major global insurer and reinsurer looks to have become the first insurer to rule out any involvement in the deep sea mining industry. In its new policy on underwriting mineral projects, Swiss Re says it does not support activities that retrieve minerals from the deep seabed. This is based on key sustainability risks identified for the sector. One of the opponents of the fledgling and controversial industry is the Deep Sea Mining Campaign. Its finance advocacy officer, Andy Whitmore, says Swiss Re joins several banks that have said they will not provide finance for deep sea projects.
Financiers in general are concerned around deep sea mining. I mean, effectively, it's potentially a reputational risk because of the dangers involved in it, but it's also a financial risk. You know, it's a deeply financial risk simply because the figures in terms of whether it would be profitable or not, they just are known. And the dangers that are involved in it in terms of just not particularly understanding what the what's down there in terms of the deep sea, what the consequences of mining are going to be. You know, these are big risks. I think for the insurance industry in particular, they are the industry, you know, that deal with risk. So I think for them, you know, they're the ones that more than anyone else, you know, have are going to run the greatest risks. So I think it's very important that they're waking up to this now. I mean, it's a relatively new industry. You know, it's a small industry, so it's a lot of them have necessarily come into contact. So I think it's particularly telling that we have, you know, large insurance companies already, you know, basically preemptively saying they won't touch deep sea mining.
The organisation you're a part of, you're against deep sea mining. How significant is this development in your campaign to prevent this practice from starting up?
I think it's very significant. I mean, significant because it's opened up a whole new area in terms of concern around financiers. But I think also it's important that, you know, the first company that's basically come up with a policy excluding deep sea mining, that first insurer, you know, that insurer is also a reinsurer. So basically the insurance industry works so that they try and spread risk. So there are certain key and larger firms who deal with reinsurance. So effectively they're insuring the insurance industry. And Swiss Re is a reinsurer. So effectively what's happening is you have someone who is the backstop for risk saying that we don't want to deal with this. So I think that's, you know, that's hugely significant. It means that, you know, it definitely limits the options in terms of where the deep sea mining industry, you know, potential deep sea miners can go to get their insurance.
You mentioned before that around 10 or so major financiers, banks, have said they're not going to touch deep sea mining. How much of an impact has that made, the business of getting finance by potential deep sea miners? Has it had an impact yet?
I think it's had an impact in terms of people understanding that there's a level of risk involved. So it has a, you know, it has an impact in terms of people realizing financiers are waking up to it. In some ways, it probably hasn't had an instant, you know, an actual practical impact because, as mentioned, most of these are large financial institutions. So they're the likes of Credit Suisse, NatWest, Standard Chartered. Most of these people won't have been approached for finance by deep sea mining companies because at the moment, it's still a fairly speculative industry. You know, they're raising their money from people who are more like hedge funds and people who are willing to take a higher level of risk. However, if deep sea mining is going to start, I think that's when the industry will really need to raise money to build the big machines that they need to do in order for deep sea mining to start. So I think that's the point at which, you know, growing number of financiers who are excluding deep sea mining, that's the point I think where it will really tell.